Charlie here on your midweek drive. I see that Benny off of ABBA has been talking about the music they've been recording, saying that they don't feel like they have anything to prove with their new material. So last week, of course, the band announced they'd recorded two new songs, which will be released later this year. He says, I don't feel we have to think about, oh, what if it was better before? Maybe it was, but we can't care about that, he says. We do it because we think it was a good thing to do. We enjoyed it very much. We'll see. I hope you like them, he says. It's an interesting one, that, because when you've got, say, older, more established artists and groups doing new stuff, especially after 30 or 40 years, I think Elton John, not so much, but maybe Paul McCartney, a good example, you know, written some of the best pop songs ever. One half of probably the best songwriting duos ever. And a few people have said this to me over the years. You know, Paul McCartney, you know, you wouldn't turn down an interview and a chat with him. But someone said, who's interested in what he's doing now? I suppose he's acceptable up to a point. Usually, I think the unwritten rule is older artist equals crap new material. I mean, ABBA were great in their day, weren't they? I'm not quite sure what they're going to throw at us when it's all announced and released. Who knows? Tell you what, though, you remember yesterday I mentioned I thought I saw a mortgage advisor on the telly box on Sky News, and it was Hugh Fearnley Watsit talking about school kids eating chips. And he's had his hair lopped off. I mean, it looks all the better for it, albeit if he was going to change career and become a mortgage advisor, your home is at risk if you do not keep up. Anyway, the guys from ABBA, obviously less hair. One of them's got really good hair. Actually looks like a science teacher. Check it out. It's on BBC News Online if you're interested. I did say random assorted tat and drivel from the day's news. I think, unfortunately, most of the random tat and assorted drivel came out of my mouth, but hey-ho.
Phoenix FM.